Please explain the seven factors of awakening and how to practice them in this retreat. It's great appreciation for all that you do and model for us untrained run-of-the-mill people. Yeah, very sweet. Seven factors of awakening are... it begins mindfulness, first quality. So mindfulness, the investigation of dhammas, investigation of phenomena, effort, energy, joy, tranquility, concentration, samadhi, a settled quality of mind, and equanimity. So that those are qualities that we can bring into our practice in a... I mean, there's many ways to work with it. I mean, one of the ways is, say, sometimes it's like approaching it in a linear way. Okay, I get this mindfulness bit, get awareness, collect my attention together, and then take a theme, reflecting, investigating on it, applying effort, lifting up a balanced energy into the mind, into the practice, paying attention to the result of that, a wholesome, positive result is usually sort of there's an energizing of the system, so that we experience it, say both physically and mentally, which is this, say, joy is kind of piti. And we don't have to be gushing tears of joy, but just this sense, being kind of uplifted by the Dhamma, uplifted by the practice. Wow, it feels good. Yeah, okay. Getting on track here. Those are also feelings of piti, of a certain joyful quality. Tranquility is like an ease a relaxing of the body, a relaxing ease of the mind, as the body and mind relax, feel easeful, the mind settles. It's usually say samadhi is the word that's used in scriptural language, and it's usually translated as concentration. And there's, that's a valid translation, but I think it's helpful to also recognize sometimes how we how tense we can make concentration, right? Trying to fix the mind on an object, whereas the feeling of the mind settling and becoming more steady and stable is maybe a better, a more apt description of say of samadhi. In the Thai language, when they translate the word samadhi, it literally means the firm establishing of the mind. That's a good translation, because that's what it is. It's a real firmness, stability, solid base for the mind. And then equanimity. And equanimity is a an evenness of mind, and similarly a stability of mind that's not shaken by the internal likes and dislikes, or the external changes that are taking place around one. There's equanimity, there's a stability, a solidity, because of clarity. So that's a looking at it from a linear perspective. But then the Buddha also teaches in a way of approaching these seven factors of awakening, from recognizing that they're both like a active and passive qualities, in the sense of active qualities being like investigation of Dhamma, effort, energy, joy. Those are sort of energizing qualities. You're lifting up, you're actively engaging in something. And then the qualities of tranquility, of samadhi, of equanimity, those are more, say, passive qualities, not in the sense of they're more settling, maybe more toned down, and more subtle, and they have their place. And as when you're encountering particular states of mind, say if you're experiencing dullness and sloth and torpor, then you don't turn to tranquility, sort of concentration, equanimity, as your kind of your go-to tool. That's just going to put you to sleep even quicker. You want to be paying attention to the lifting up an object, engaging in investigation of Dhamma, lifting up effort, bringing something joyful up to the mind. Of course, the opposite is true as well. If you're experiencing a lot of restlessness there's a kind of restless, certain agitation that's going on in the mind, not very settled. Then you want to be not stirring it up even more with the, say, investigations of Dhamma and starting to look at analyzing and figuring out. Spins the mind even more. So that with that an energy joint. So those are appropriate tools at different times. But then the Buddha said, mindfulness is always useful. So that whatever practice one's doing, whatever one's encountering, one always wants to be lifting up the quality of mindfulness into the heart.